It's a week-long conference designed for journalists from all over the world to get to know better the reality of the Catholic Church under Benedict XVI. It's actually an outgrowth of another program that we have during the school year that's designed for Vaticanisti, professional reporters in Rome who cover only the Vatican. And this is an extension bringing the same kind of information to reporters who don't have the advantage of living in Rome and covering the Vatican from so close. That's what we call the church up close. We're trying to bring the Vatican closer to reporters from all over the world. And for us, it's a wonderful opportunity to further the ends of the university, which is to promote the truth about the church, obviously. And so this is a way that the Faculty of Communications at Santa Croce is serving the church and its mission.
Now, the theme of the Pope's message for World Social Communications Day focused on the role of priests in this digital era. Will this be one of the issues tackled during the conference?
The Holy Father is very interested in the relationship between the priesthood and the digital culture. And during the course of this week, we have a special conference dedicated precisely to the church today in the digital world and looking at the ways in which the church takes advantage of the latest technology, and the internet especially, in order to communicate the message of Christianity. In our department, in the School of Communications, we really are dedicated to forming precisely priests from all over the world, especially from Latin America, but from all over the Catholic world, so that they can take advantage of the means that are at our disposal now with modern communications to bring the message of Christ to the entire world.
What is your opinion regarding the work done by journalists all over the world with a specifically Christian background and commitment?
I think that we have an enormous challenge ahead of us, but one that also inspires great hope in terms of using modern technology in order to make present to Christians all over the world, and Catholics obviously especially, but Christians all over the world, the message of Christ. And in many ways, we're only just beginning. And I think that's why there's reasons for great hope, because the church is really only just beginning to take advantage of the amazing technology that we have available to discover new ways of communicating the faith to today's world.